Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jerry Tabb. Batting fifth. The DH, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The DH, Tommy Helms. Batting third. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. There goes North. The throw from Fisk to Burleson, and North is out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson strikes out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabb scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hobson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant fires to first and picks off Tabb. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Rice chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Rice. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a line drive towards the mound. Tiant reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gross reaches second base with a double. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is called out on strikes. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Burleson moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Doyle moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Doyle moves to third. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tyrone moves to third. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Picciolo moves to second. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tyrone scores. Picciolo moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cleveland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Doyle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-3 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. North takes first base on ball 4. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burleson. North moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rodney Scott pinch runs for Marty Perez. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. North scores. Scott moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rodney Scott now playing second base. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Bob Lacey now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Hobson scores. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Sanguilan and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Doyle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. Doyle reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheldon Mallory pinch runs for Manny Sanguilan. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.